There's a story about a little boy who ran home every day after school to his waiting mother. As soon as the hugs and the how are yous were done, the mother always asked, "So, what's your good news?" And the little boy would dutifully share his good news for the day. One day, the boy ran home, into the front door, greeted his mother, went through his welcome home routine, and his mom asked the usual question about his good news. This time, the boy said, "I don't have any good news. It's just the same good news that I had yesterday, but it needs repeating." I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Beloved, there is good news. It may not be new good news, but it certainly needs repeating. And what is that, you ask? Well, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not a resuscitation, nor was it a code blue revival. It was a bodily resurrection for the dead. And the good news is that Jesus didn't just survive the grave, he defeated it. Good news is that we have the victory of God's love and freedom from sin and fear and death. Good news, Jesus broke through the seals and the guards posted to contain him to live unrestricted in power and glory. It's not new, but it's still good news. He will not be confined to the tomb, to our human ideology, or the cubbyhole of our doubts and fears. Those who believe in him shall never die, but have everlasting life. So we don't have to live in fear of the future that Jesus proclaimed, but rejoice in the hope. Good news about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And what is that? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Remember, it's not new good news, but it's certainly good news that needs to be repeated. There is a God who still loves you and a God who still cares, and there's a God who still makes wrong out of right. There is a God who takes what others means for evil and transposes it into good. And just as our grandmamas used to say, there is a God who sits high and looks low. That's good news. There is a God who can hide you in his secret places, who forgives the sins of the past, keeps us safe from our enemies, and remembers his promise, lifts our burdens, lightens our loads, and saves our souls. Hey, that's good news. There is a God who powers truth over lies, who gives power to the faint and to those who have no might. He will increase their strength. There is a God who puts you in positions where you cannot put yourself, who rules and reigns and is still in our midst, who will never leave us nor forsake us. Touch your neighbor and say, good news. There is a God who undergirds our best efforts, reconciles us to the Father, makes intercession for us, turns tragedy into triumph. We've got good news, and this good news will help you look forward to every day with confidence. All around us swirl the winds of change. They blow in every corner of our community. There may be obstacles in the way, but we can move forward in faith, not fear, undergirded by this good news. It's not new good news, but it's news that needs to be repeated again and again and again. I'm Vashti McKenzie, proclaiming the good news to you again on your wake-up call.